yards.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Lawrence Opera Theater, presenting A Night on Broadway, an evening of Broadway hits, hidden gems, and opera classics for their annual fundraiser. February 28, 7:30 at Maselli's in Lawrence. Tickets at lawrenceopera.org.
Mostly clear skies tonight with a low in the mid-30s. It's 62 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 3:06.
From NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence. We're also at 91.3 FM in Junction City. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines. That's going to happen at 3:30. 3:36, White House border czar Tom Homan has declared victory, announcing an end to the immigration enforcement surge in Minnesota.
The Twin Cities, Minnesota in general, are and will continue to be much safer because of what we have accomplished.
More on the shutdown of this wildly unpopular and deadly operation. We'll also talk about ice boating on the Chesapeake, because we consider all things right here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Blue Collar Press. Located in Lawrence, Kansas, Blue Collar Press helps businesses and creatives build their brands through merchandising, from design to production to fulfillment. More information at bluecollarpress.com.
Following all things considered this evening on your KPR One stations, we have Classics Live for you. This time around, a repeat of a great concert we recorded last summer, Joanne Paletta directing the Sunflower Music Festival Orchestra through Haydn's Trumpet Concerto and Beethoven's Second Symphony. That's tonight at 7 o'clock on KPR One stations. If you're joining us on KPR Two at 7 o'clock, stick around for Prairie Journal. It's 62 degrees in Lawrence, 63 in Abilene, 61 in Chanute. The time is 3:20.
From NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR station's Morning Edition. Your hosts are Steve Inskeep, Layla Fottle, and Matthew Algio.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at kansastreecare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up next. It's 64 degrees in Manhattan, 63 in Abilene, 62 in Topeka. The time is 3:30. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The Kansas Senate has advanced a bill that critics say could strain school resources for students who are at risk of struggling academically. The amount schools receive in at-risk funding is based on the number of students who are eligible for free or reduced-price lunches. The proposed law would force schools to gather income information from more families in order to receive at-risk funding. Republican Senator Doug Shane said many students are receiving free meals in error, causing the state to improperly pay schools millions of extra dollars.
And so a little bit of effort, I think, to make sure that we are allocating our funds and distributing funds appropriately, I think, is certainly worth it.
Some critics say the policy will take a lot of staff time to verify each family's income. About 200,000 students in Kansas qualified for free lunch in the 2023-24 school year. Kansas Education Commissioner Randy Watson says districts across the state are closing schools due to a lack of special education funding. Watson says the legislature has not allocated enough money to cover special education costs in recent years. That means local school districts have to use general education dollars to cover the shortfall, and that leads to budget constraints.
And that gap is significantly harming the education of each child. I can't be more specific than that.
Watson pointed to proposed school closures in urban areas like Leavenworth, Olathe, and Wichita. The Kansas Board of Education asked state lawmakers to allocate about $145 million in budget savings toward that shortfall, but current proposals are well below that request. The Netherlands men's national team will join Argentina and England in making Kansas City their official base camp for this summer's World Cup. Madeline Fox has the story.
Oranje, as the Dutch team is known, will use the Kansas City Currents training facility in Riverside, Missouri for its World Cup practice site. The team's coach said climate conditions, the quality of facilities, location, and travel distance all factored into choosing Kansas City. The Netherlands has one early stage match at Arrowhead Stadium against Tunisia on June 25th. It will also play two games in Texas. England claimed Swope Soccer Village, and Argentina will use Sporting Kansas City's training facility. So the last possible base camp in the area is in Lawrence, Kansas. I'm Madeline Fox.
The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, mostly clear skies tonight with a low in the mid-30s. Sunshine tomorrow with highs in the lower 60s. Tomorrow night, a 70% chance of rain, lows in the mid-40s, and a 90% chance of rain on Saturday with highs in the lower 50s. It's 62 degrees in Lawrence and 62 in Topeka. You're listening to KPR, and it's 3:35.
This is
Combo, the RSS Trio. I'm Daryl Brogdon. Join us for the RSS Trio, live at Green Lady Lounge, Saturday, 6 p.m., here on KPR.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence as well, many other frequencies too, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, Donald Trump is reversing the basis for much of the federal government's work to rein in climate change.
We are officially terminating the so-called endangerment finding.
Okay, so the endangerment finding is the legal conclusion that greenhouse gases from burning fossil fuels endanger human health. So why are they terminating it? Do they have scientific evidence? We're going to try to get to the bottom of this. Jeff Brady has the story coming right up on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting the multinational vocal quartet Il Divo with guest instrumental trio Simply Three, Wednesday, March 11th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets at lead.ku.edu.
Lows in the mid-30s tonight. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the lower 60s. 70% chance of rain tomorrow night. 90% chance of rain on Saturday. We're expecting highs in the lower 50s. 63 degrees in Abilene, 60 in Atchison, 62 here in Lawrence. It's 10 minutes before 4.
Alzheimer's and Parkinson's diseases, and supporting land conservation initiatives. And from the Doris Duke Foundation.
As thousands of federal immigration agents prepare to leave Minnesota, where do they go next? That story on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for morning edition. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. We're about a minute away from our next update of news headlines. It's 62 degrees in Lawrence and it's 4 o'clock.
Include the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation, supporting books, radio, podcasts, film, television, theater, and more to bridge science and the humanities. And the listeners who support this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering organic coffees via drive-through windows and inside at 1800 East 23rd Street and 2351 West 31st in Lawrence. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
63 degrees in Lawrence, 60 in Atchison, 62 in Chanute. It is 4:06.
Lovely. You are listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, news headlines at 4:30. Then U.S. cross-country skier Jesse Diggins won a bronze medal at the Olympics today, despite a painful rib injury. She says she's not done yet.
Racing can't make it worse. It just hurts, but that's it. So I'll keep racing because I'm really excited about the team events.
More on this latest American triumph at the Winter Games coming up shortly here on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Arc Constructors, sponsoring American mandolinist Sam Bush live in concert at Liberty Hall in Lawrence April 4th. Event and ticket information at liberty-hall.com.
Celebrate 30 years of music that's shaken, not stirred, when KPR presents the Retro Cocktail Hour 30th Anniversary Weekend, February 27th and 28th, a weekend packed with parties and live music. It includes the Jet Setter Jazz of Nutty, plus Lawrence's own Exotica Cocktail. For a complete schedule and information about tickets, visit kansaspublicradio.org.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Baby J's Legacy of Hope, serving Lawrence and the surrounding areas, providing financial and emotional support to families that are navigating a pediatric cancer diagnosis. Details at babyjslegacy.org.
Lows in the mid-30s tonight, highs in the lower 60s. Tomorrow, 70% chance of rain. Tomorrow night, 90% chance of rain on Saturday. It's 63 degrees in Lawrence. It's 420.
I have proposed, and President Trump has concurred, that this surge operation conclude.
What does that mean for immigration enforcement across the country? That story tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition, 5 to 9 a.m., the latest national, international, and regional news.
Support for KPR comes from Tom Harper with Stevens Real Estate, specializing in helping people buy and sell unique and older homes in Lawrence. More information at tom-harper.com or on Instagram at Lawrence Modern.
Stay with us. News headlines are just about 40 seconds away. Lows tonight in the mid-30s, highs tomorrow in the lower 60s. Good chance of rain tomorrow night. It's 63 degrees in Lawrence, and the time is 4:30.
Military support for Ukraine while strengthening its air defenses against continued Russian strikes. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Flu levels in Kansas are very high, according to the CDC. While influenza A remains the most prevalent strain, health officials say cases of influenza B are rising. The good news is that overall levels have stabilized. KSN reports that Kansas is one of seven states in the very high flu category. 20 other states are experiencing high flu activity. The Kansas Senate has advanced a bill that critics say could strain school resources for students who are at risk of struggling academically. The amount schools receive in at-risk funding is based on the number of students who are eligible for free or reduced-price lunches. The proposed law would force schools to gather income information from more families in order to receive at-risk funding. Republican Senator Doug Shane said many students are receiving free meals in error, and that causes the state to improperly pay schools millions of extra dollars.
And so a little bit of effort, I think, to make sure that we are allocating our funds and distributing funds appropriately, I think, is certainly worth it.
Some critics, however, say the policy would take a lot of staff time to verify each family's income. About 200,000 students in Kansas qualified for free lunch in the 2023-24 school year. Kansas lawmakers are considering a bill that would honor Linda Brown, the central figure in the landmark Brown v. Board of Education Supreme Court case. Linda Brown's parents, Oliver and Leola Brown, sued the Topeka Board of Education in 1951 after Linda was denied access to an all-white school. The Supreme Court ultimately sided with the Brown family, finding school segregation unconstitutional. A bill in Kansas would encourage school districts to adopt a Linda Brown and Family Walk to School Day in August or September. Linda Brown died in 2018. The bill is now awaiting a hearing in Topeka. And prosecutors in Jackson County, Missouri, say it was no joke when a man made online threats against Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes and tight end Travis Kelce at a 2024 concert at Arrowhead Stadium. Sam Zeff has more.
Aaron Brown from Illinois went by Gooey Bag on the social media platform X. Police say he threatened to shoot Mahomes or Kelce if he saw them at a Morgan Wallen concert. Court documents say police saw a tweet from Brown saying that if he saw either Chief star player, he would, quote, take the effing shot. Brown asked the court to dismiss the charges, saying it wasn't a true threat and came from an account where he admitted saying stupid things. Prosecutors opposed dismissal and in a filing Monday said Brown recklessly communicated a threat which delayed the concert 40 minutes while police searched the stands for Brown. If the case is not dismissed, a jury trial is set for April. I'm Sam Zeff.
This is KPR.
Kelly in Munich on
Saturday, 7 p.m. on KPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas City Chamber Orchestra, presenting the Music of Love, featuring a lineup of music for Valentine's weekend, as well as dinner and wine pairings, Friday, February 13th at 6:30 p.m. at the Kemper Museum. More kcchamberorchestra.org.
Hope you'll stay tuned. Lots more All Things Considered still to come. We'll have an update of news headlines at 5:01. At 5:06, we will learn more about the Munich Security Conference. Why is it such a big deal? It turns out many very important speeches have been given at this conference that have sort of echoed down the years. We'll have an overview coming up on KPR. Stay tuned.
When your old car or truck is no longer your favorite place to listen to KPR, consider donating it to Kansas Public Radio. Learn more about our Vehicles for Charity program at kansaspublicradio.org.
Mostly clear skies in the forecast tonight with a low in the mid-30s. Tomorrow mostly sunny with a high in the lower 60s. A 70% chance of rain tomorrow night with lows in the mid-40s. And a 90% chance of rain on Saturday. 63 degrees in Topeka. It's 10 minutes before 5.
As thousands of federal immigration agents prepare to leave Minnesota, where do they go next? That story on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition is what you will hear. Matthew Algio will have the local news for you. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org, and you can tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. The time is 5 o'clock.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Charles Stewart Mott Foundation, celebrating a century of supporting efforts to promote a just, equitable, and sustainable society. More at mott.org/100.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from KU Natural History Museum, presenting Darwin Day, Valentine's Edition, Saturday, February 14th, 1:30 to 4:30. Facts about Darwin and the wild world of animal courtship and mating. More at biodiversity.ku.edu.
It's 60 degrees in Lawrence, 63 in Manhattan. The time is 5:06. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
Listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 89.9 FM in Atchison, many other frequencies as well. Thanks to the generosity of listeners just like you, if you would like to become a member of KPR, it's very simple. Help support public media in this region by going to our website, kansaspublicradio.org. Click on the word support to get all the details right there.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health Primary Care, providing care for patients at every stage of life across northeastern Kansas. More information at lmh.org/primary.
Coming up in our next half hour, we're about 11 minutes away from our next update of news headlines at 5:36. The border czar, Tom Homan, has declared victory, announcing an end to the immigration enforcement surge in Minnesota.
The Twin Cities, Minnesota in general, are and will continue to be much safer because of what we have accomplished.
We'll tell you more about the shutdown of this unpopular and ultimately deadly operation coming up shortly here on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, located at 809 Massachusetts Street, Lawrence, Kansas, offering books, events, store cats, and more since 1987. Information and shopping at ravenbookstore.com.
Mostly clear skies tonight, low in the mid-30s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the lower 60s. 70% chance of rain tomorrow night. Lows in the mid-40s. 62 degrees in Topeka, 63 in Manhattan. The time is 5:20.
Reporters are Tom Homan says federal agents will mostly back out of Minnesota.
I have proposed, and President Trump has concurred, that this surge operation conclude.
What does that mean for immigration enforcement across the country? That story on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Steve Inskeep, Layla Fadel, and Matthew Algio will be your hosts.
Creating a legacy in public radio is as easy as adding KPR to your will and becoming a member of the Dick Wright Legacy Society. A bequest can help ensure our on-air service will continue for years to come. For more information, visit kansaspublicradio.org.
News headlines are coming up next on KPR. 60 degrees in Lawrence, 62 in Chanute, 63 in Emporia. It is 5:30.
The street. We shouldn't be afraid to go to work. You know, thinking, they've already come to my work, so yes, it's scary.
A majority of participants said they supported a range of proposed reforms to the Department of Homeland Security. Ashley Lopez, NPR News.
Stocks fell sharply again on Wall Street, the S&P down 2 days in a row. You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The Kansas Senate has advanced a bill that critics say could strain school resources for students who are at risk of struggling academically. The amount schools receive in at-risk funding is based on the number of students who are eligible for free or reduced price lunches. The proposed law would force schools to gather income information from more families in order to receive at-risk funding. Republican Senator Doug Shane said many students are receiving free meals in error, causing the state to improperly pay schools millions of extra dollars.
And so a little bit of effort, I think, to make sure that we are allocating our funds and distributing funds appropriately, I think, is certainly worth it.
Some critics, however, say the policy would take a lot of staff time to verify each family's income. About 200,000 students in Kansas qualified for free lunch in the 2023-24 school year. Kansas Education Commissioner Randy Watson says districts across the state are closing schools due to a lack of special education funding. Watson says the legislature has not allocated enough money to cover special education costs in recent years. That means local school districts have to use general education dollars to cover the shortfall, which then leads to budget constraints.
And that gap is significantly harming the education of each child. I can't be more specific than that.
Watson pointed to proposed school closures in urban areas like Leavenworth, Olathe, and Wichita. The Kansas Board of Education asked lawmakers to allocate about $145 million in budget savings to go toward that shortfall, but current proposals are well below that request. The Netherlands men's national team will join Argentina and England in making Kansas City its official base camp for this summer's World Cup. Madeline Fox has more.
Oranje, as the Dutch team is known, will use the Kansas City Currents training facility in Riverside, Missouri for its World Cup practice site. The team's coach said climate conditions, the quality of facilities, location, and travel distance all factored into choosing Kansas City. The Netherlands has one early stage match at Arrowhead Stadium against Tunisia on June 25th. It will also play two games in Texas. England claimed Swope Soccer Village, and Argentina will use Sporting Kansas City's training facility. So the last possible base camp in the area is in Lawrence, Kansas. I'm Madeline Fox.
The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, mostly clear skies tonight with a low in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the lower 60s. Chance of rain tomorrow evening, 70% chance of rain late tomorrow night with lows in the mid-40s, and a 90% chance of rain on Saturday with highs in the lower 50s. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. It's 5:35.
This is our news.
Sunday on Prairie Journal, Stories of Community. It's part of our Kansas 250 bookshelf.
It's a place where if you want to party a little bit, there is room for that.
Communities have a cycle and transition naturally from hopeful beginning to thriving to struggling to ending their days as vessels for nostalgia and reflection, but also for rebirth.
I'm Kay McIntyre. Join us for Prairie Journal, 11 o'clock Sunday morning on Kansas Public Radio.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for choosing to spend part of your day with us. News headlines coming up at 6:01. Then, President Donald Trump has reversed the basis for much of the federal government's work to rein in climate change.
We are officially terminating the so-called endangerment finding.
So what is the endangerment finding? We'll explain it all for you coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication covering Lawrence and Douglas County since 2021, with a goal of maintaining open news access for all. News and more at lawrencekstimes.com.
Mostly clear skies in the forecast tonight with a low in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the lower 60s. There's a 70% chance of rain late tomorrow night with lows in the mid-40s.
Support for KPR comes from Panda Pediatrics, providing pediatric primary care, mental health, dental, and a walk-in clinic for children from birth to age 21 at one Lawrence location. More information at pandapeds.com.
It's 10 minutes before 6. This is KPR.
Investing in creative thinkers and problem solvers who help people, communities, and the planet flourish. More information is available at Hewlett.org. From Luminescence Foundation. Luminescence Foundation is dedicated to shedding light on neurological research focused on Alzheimer's and Parkinson's diseases and supporting land conservation initiatives. And from the Doris Duke Foundation.
As thousands of federal immigration agents prepare to leave Minnesota, where do they go next? That story on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Hope you'll join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your Kansas Public Radio stations. We simulcast Morning Edition on KPR 1 and KPR 2. Again, that's 5 to 9 a.m. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. KANQ Chanute, 90.3. K2100CR Atchison, 89.9. K258BT Manhattan, 99.5. And at KansasPublicRadio.org. It is 6 o'clock.